This episode of 365 Days of Astronomy is sponsored by iTelescope.net, expanding your horizons in astronomy today, the premier on-demand telescope network at dark sky sites in Spain, New Mexico, and Siding Spring, Australia.
It's the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast, coming in 3, 2, 1.
You are listening to the NASA Lunar Science Institute podcast, which highlights the latest news and information of the moon, on the moon, and from the moon. It's produced by the NASA Lunar Science Institute at the Ames Research Center in Moffett Field, California.
Have you ever wanted to stand on a mountain on the moon or hover swiftly down lunar valleys and chasms? A stunning new video allows you to do just that and provides an inspirational view of the lunar surface. Hi, this is Nancy Atkinson for the NASA Lunar Science Institute. Joining me today to tell us more about this wonderful new video is Dr. David Kring from the Center for Lunar Science and Exploration, one of the NLSI teams. Hi, David, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, the video is called From the Earth to the Moon. Can you tell us about some of the scenes in the video and where the images originated from?
Yes. The images, for the most part, are new images obtained by the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter spacecraft. And there's actually two very important instruments on board. One is essentially a camera called the LRO camera. Also on board is a laser altimeter, which shoots a beam down to the lunar surface and measures the topography or the surface roughness of the moon. And because both are being captured, we can overlay the imagery on top of the topography, which allows us then to render some rather dramatic scenes that you were describing. You can literally fly down some of the lunar valleys, swoop up and over lunar peaks when you have the combination of that data.
From the credits, I can see that you had a team of people working on this production. What was the impetus behind putting the video together?
Well, first of all, for those of us who study the moon, it's an incredibly inspirational place to work, and we wanted to share some of our excitement with the public, and this video is one of those ways to do that. And to remind people that the moon is still a very interesting place, and it is only 3 days away. Oftentimes, we forget that the moon offers wonderful opportunities for science, wonderful opportunities for exploration, and all of that is literally in our backyard. It's only a 3-day flight to the moon, and there is so much to learn there. And in fact, that's one of the other messages. From a scientific point of view, the moon is probably the best place to go in the solar system to understand some of the fundamental problems that challenge the scientific community. And again, it's only 3 days away. So as interesting as it is to go to the far reaches of the solar system, we really have a grand opportunity to make some important headway by returning to the moon. And finally, this video gave us an opportunity to show you how good the new imagery that the LRO spacecraft is producing. It really is dramatic. You can actually see small hand-sized boulders on the lunar surface. As I say in the introduction to the video, it makes you want to reach out and collect some of these rocks. And it's, I think, important for the public to see what it is NASA spacecraft are capable of doing.
Okay. And one of the views is from Apollo 8. It's the Earthrise scene. That's a pretty famous image. Why did you decide to include that one as well?
Yes. Well, the video is from the Earth to the Moon, and what we're basically, one of the messages is the Moon is right there in our backyard. It's very easy to imagine going back from the Earth to the Moon, and that image that we close with shows the Earth as you would see it from the lunar surface if we are to finally able to return to the lunar surface. It is a very nice way of reminding all of ourselves that the Earth and the Moon is a single system. It occupies relatively small area in the solar system, and you can't really appreciate the Earth fully without also appreciating the lunar surface.
Well, can I put you on the spot and ask what some of your favorite scenes are from the video?
I love all of them. And I have to say, my director, John Blackwell, put them together so seamlessly and in such an enticing way. I mean, we're drawn from the Earth to the Moon in the opening scene and then flying over the heavily cratered lunar surface. And then in the blink of an eye, we're swooping down in one of the volcanic chasms that cuts across the near side of the lunar surface. But moreover, a lot of the images introduce people to other parts of the Moon that they may not, they can't see from their own backyard. We take a look at the Orientale Basin, which is hidden way on the west limb of the Moon. And when you're looking at Orientale, what you're actually also seeing are scenes from the far side. For example, you can see a portion of the South Pole Aiken Basin, which is one of the solar system's largest impact basins. It's over 2,000 kilometers in diameter, 13 kilometers deep. And so it is a good opportunity for the public, if they have not seen some of these new images of the Moon, to take a look at parts of the lunar surface that have yet to be explored.
Okay. Since this video encourages exploration, what do you feel are some of the most important types of missions that we could do in the future?
I think that it's critically important that we get back on the lunar surface. I mean, the last spacecraft to land on the lunar surface was a Soviet Union spacecraft that landed there in the mid-1970s. At the moment, NASA doesn't have plans for putting a spacecraft back on the lunar surface. And given all of the payback that we could get from a scientific perspective and an exploration perspective, I just think that we need to do that as urgently as possible. And once on the lunar surface, I would very much like for samples to be collected as they were in the 1960s and the 1970s and brought to Earth. As a scientific community, what we have learned from those Apollo and Luna samples has been extraordinary, and we have now been able to craft much smarter questions so that we can move the ball forward scientifically, understand new things, but we know to understand those new things, to answer those new questions, we actually need to get samples from other parts of the lunar surface that we haven't visited before. You know, oftentimes we hear, we've been there, we've done that, and this video just is an eye-popping way of seeing that we haven't. We explored a tiny, tiny, tiny portion of the lunar surface. We've never been to a lunar far side. We've never been to the east limb or the west limb of the Moon. There's huge parts left to be explored.
And sadly, we recently learned of the death of the first person to walk on the Moon, Neil Armstrong. Could you talk about the importance of what Armstrong and his fellow Apollo astronauts accomplished?
Yes. I mean, Neil Armstrong and the other Apollo astronauts were pioneers, space pioneers. There was a political agenda behind what they did, but they were able to achieve far more than that political agenda. They actually were able to demonstrate how America can explore, in this case, explore an entire planet. They opened doors in science that were not even imagined. We learn something about the ages and the evolution of the Earth and the Moon. We learn something about the entire solar system based on what was observed and collected on the lunar surface. And in fact, the field of planetary sciences was essentially created as they walked across the surface and collected samples and returned them to Earth. Beyond that, they provided us with a completely novel view of our Earth, which is another reason we closed with that Apollo 8 view of the Earth from the Moon. Up until the Apollo missions, we did not have an appreciation. That is, the human race did not have an appreciation of Earth as a planet, as something that's part of a larger system. And so when you actually see the Earth rising over the horizon of the Moon, we're reminded of what it is they did and the perspective that they gave us.
Wonderful. Well, David, thanks so much for telling us more about this new video compilation. And I encourage everyone to check out the new video, From the Earth to the Moon. We'll embed it on the website and also provide links for more information. Again, David, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
To find out more about this topic, visit our website at www.lunarscience.nasa.gov. Any opinions expressed are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of NASA or the NASA Lunar Science Institute. This podcast is produced for educational and information purposes only. On behalf of the NASA Lunar Science Institute, thanks for listening.
You are listening to the IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by Astrosphere New Media Association. Audio post-production by Preston Gibson. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. Web design by Clockwork Active Media Systems. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. Please consider supporting the podcast with a few dollars or euros. Visit us on the web at 365daysofastronomy.org or email us at info@365daysofastronomy.org. Until tomorrow, goodbye.